Ciao a tutti, I'm Cristian Mastrodonato and welcome to Engines of Creation podcast. We live in a complex world, constantly changing without clear patterns. How to navigate it? Let me be your travel guide in exploring how successful products, organizations and ideas come to life. Together, we'll understand how even apparently simple creations emerge from complex systems behaviors, intertwining psychological, social and technological elements. The journey will be transformative as we learn how to become modern leaders by embracing complexity and thriving with it.
Wow, I'm so excited to have you here today at the first episode of Engines of Creation. Today, we'll be talking on embracing change. But before doing that, being the first episode, let me spend some time to introduce you to the podcast itself. So, Engines of Creation, it really comes out of my professional experience on one end, but on the other end, on a project that has been going on for quite a while about understanding better how to manage organization and how to manage the creation of new products and new ideas and new solutions. Over the years, I managed to meet so many interesting people, and I thought to share what I've learned and actually take the chance to learn something more, inviting also new people to my podcast. Engine of Creation really wants to bring to you all the relevant information to become what I believe is a modern leader, which is really being able to embrace the complexity of nowadays world and being able to understand what are the right tools to face this complexity and make it work for you and not against you. The way that podcast is structured is that we're going to have, at least for the first months, a combination of episodes only with me introducing to specific topics. By all means, my episode won't be exhaustive, so are supposed to be short and just provide you all the best information to hopefully create curiosity and for you to dig down more. Other episodes will be with invited guests, and we will be chatting away about their experience on managing complexity and how to enable the creation of new things and let the new great ideas emerge and new great products emerge. That's enough about the podcast. Hopefully you will be interested enough to join. And if you are already, please follow this podcast on whatever platform you're using. Also share it with your friends and whomever you think can be interested to it. Now let's move into the first episode main topic, which is on embracing change. And the reason because I wanted to start from this topic is because I think you can't understand and you can't embrace all the future conversation we'll be having without really understanding that change is at the core of everything. And that really comes from my personal experience, but also from the experience of all the people that I've interacted to and that managed to become successful, way more successful than me in all the whatever they are doing. And what I learned is that all these people have this capacity to embrace change and understand that change is everywhere. And personally, I had an interesting evolution towards that because I came out of university with a scientific university. I studied physics, a theoretical physics, so I tend to see everything into patterns and always had the dream of seeing and managing everything into an order fashion. And I entered into actually working many years in engineering consulting when, of course, everything is supposed to be planned very carefully. Of course, I mean, if you're building a bridge, you want to bridge stay up. If you're building a house or a building itself, it needs to stay up and everything needs to be careful planned. So there is this mentality. But on the other hand, what I found out over the years is that the more successful projects were the ones where they might seem a little bit messier than others, but actually what was happening is that the project team was really able, starting from the leaders, but of course including everybody, were really able to embrace the change that were coming, because even if you do a very careful planning, even of a bridge, the reality is that in the middle of the project, things happen. And you need to adjust your project and you need to be ready to adjust to reality. And that's fundamental. While there are a lot of chances people that start with a plan and they constantly try to fit the reality into that plan. And that doesn't work. You can't. This just doesn't work. If we really understand and we can change our beliefs with this fundamental assumption that change is everywhere, the way we work can shift and can completely change. And I think that's the most valuable lesson I learned in my career. And in hindsight, I can say when I made this change, when I made this shift, I actually started seeing all the pieces of this big jigsaw fitting together nicely, and I constantly see them now one after the other. Of course, it's always important to understand that if you don't accept this assumption and you always try to have everything ordered, then the experience can be really painful. And in fact, you hear a lot of people that are struggling to adapt to change. And these last months with the pandemic are a great example of how change can be painful, even if you try to embrace it as much as you can. So I think it's always important to understand that you don't have to resist it. You need to make the best out of it. And that's really the value of embracing change. From an organizational perspective, one of the reasons because often change over the years has been in some way neglected or resisted to is because there is this management myth over the 20th century in particular about increasing efficiency and reducing variability as much as you can. And this is a myth. Of course, there are specific situations where it makes sense. But even in those situations, often what happens is that what you're just doing, you're just delaying the problem, delaying the change, and at that point when the change will come, it will be way bigger and way less manageable than before. So even when we think we are managing everything and we're reducing the variability and we're increasing the efficiency, what we're doing are just postponing the moment where change will come and it will hit us harder. And I think that's also a fundamental element. And we will explore more about this, all these topics. And there is a lot of literature, a lot of interesting conversations, a lot of people expert on that that can explain it. But I think it's fundamental here to start understanding what are the implications on embracing change. Over the last 20 years, there has been a few methodologies and ways of working that has tried to embrace change. Most notably, agile software development. Definitely, it starts taking change at the center of the way of working. And before that, extreme programming and lean software development. What comes out of lean software development is something that based its assumptions on embracing change. And lean software development is based on lean manufacturing. And if properly understood, lean manufacturing can be also a way to embrace change, even if, unfortunately, often it's seen more as a method to increase efficiency and reduce variability, which can make us end up into difficult paths, as I mentioned before. But the core of lean manufacturing, and if you think about the values of Kaizen and the value of Kata and more in the future, definitely about these topics, all these values around continuous improvement are actually based on embracing change and trying to improve and to make things better. But again, things can go into different directions depending by the sectors and the way you apply them. And there are so many ways to think about that. But what I want to say is that even if personally I'm a big believer on agile methodologies and lean methodologies, and who knows me knows how much I care about those, I also think that one, they're not the solution for all the problems. That's really, really important. And that's something to be discussed in the future. But I also want to make it clear, because otherwise maybe people can come to me and say, okay, there is another agile coach or guru, which I'm not, first of all, because I'm not that good. And I will invite agile coaches probably in the future to share their knowledge, especially about complexity. But secondly, because I believe complexity as a topic is way more than agile. And definitely agile has the value to be one of the ways to embrace it. It's not the only way. And definitely if you focus only on that, you would reduce your impact. But it's important to say that within agile and lean philosophies, you can find a lot of interesting tools. So just to sum up, I hope I managed to convince you that embracing change is the most important thing to do. In the following episodes, you will hear more about tools and methods to embrace change. I will be happy to work with you across the journey and give you more ideas on how to do that.
Thanks a lot for listening to this episode of Engines of Creation. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you haven't already, please hit the follow button and don't forget to share it with friends, families, colleagues, and anybody you think can be interested to Engines of Creation. That's all for today, and I hope to see you soon.